Uyghur Christians are caught in an ethnic conflict in China. A Christian aid worker is executed in Mauritania, and AgriMissions plants the seed for God's garden. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 156 people are dead and 800 people have been injured in a massive protest in China's autonomous region of Xinjiang Uyghur. The unrest broke out after minority Uyghurs and majority Han Chinese clashed. While it has by and large been an ethnic clash, Christians are caught in the middle, says Jerry Dykstra of Open Doors USA. He says it's put intense pressure on the small Christian Uyghur community for three reasons.
They're, of course, a national minority. And also many of them are Muslim background believers from their Islamic environment. And they're Christians in a communist government of China.
Xinjiang is a volatile region. Dykstra says despite the current problems, Uyghur evangelism has seen some fruit.
We know that many of them have come to Christ in the last few years, and some of them Christians are being held by the government there also.
Open Doors is asking you to pray for the release of these believers. We have more information on them at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Al-Qaeda is taking credit for the murder of an American Christian aid worker in Mauritania. Compass Direct and Voice of the Martyrs Canada says tensions are running high for believers and some ministry teams have temporarily relocated. 39-year-old Christopher Leggett was killed June 23rd for allegedly spreading Christianity in the capital city. Any citizen who confesses Christ can be charged with apostasy, punishable by death. Pray that Christians in Mauritania would remain steadfast. You're listening to Mission Network News. Poverty levels are tied to the lack of agricultural investment. It's also true of the spiritual realm. The Mission Society's Doug Neal says that's why calling their work AgriMissions is fitting.
The vision of AgriMissions is actually to be about sharing the gospel at the same time that we want to be about meeting human need for daily bread.
Their projects are site-specific in order to be sensitive to cultural differences. Because of that approach, they're growing fast.
We have requests in 19 countries in Africa. We have requests in Central and South America, requests coming from Asia. Our critical need right now is more workers.
So you may say, I can't help. I can't grow anything.
I can take somebody with a black thumb and help them turn it green. So they can pray and they can give.
And go. Questions? We have a link at our website.
We need people that feel called to the ministry of sharing the gospel and being involved in agricultural ministries. I need them to respond.
Meanwhile, the war in Uganda halted all hope of education for children running from the Lord's Resistance Army. The needs are vast. Every Child Ministries is sending an urgent call for teachers as they help raise the education level of the country. Monica Miles says,
the mission proposes to have these teachers work at informal education to prepare children for school who have been denied that opportunity because of the war and to help other children catch up. Others will tutor children experiencing problems in school and will help develop a preschool program and a baby's orphan home.
Two to three generations have been isolated in IDP camps, resulting in low vocabularies and lack of diverse social experiences. The government's helping, but the task is huge. Many Christian organizations like ECM are chipping in.
This time of rebuilding is a critical time in the history of northern Uganda, giving Christians unprecedented opportunities to share Christ.
And a woman-to-woman encouragement ministry sprung up this year in Nigeria. It was initiated during an SIM International HIV/AIDS conference. Women participating in the Bucket Project save a handful of grain every time they prepare a meal. On a set date, everyone gathers at a church and they distribute the grain to women who have been widowed because of HIV/AIDS. Three more Bucket Project conferences are scheduled for next year. Pray for the movement to spread. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name by going to missionnetworknews.org. Just follow the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.